coming up this hour. We're going to speak to Brad Olson about that advice to the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, that money is tight. Jamie Mackay will run us through the fact that there is a record number of lambs this season, and the Holiday Parks Association, before this hour is finished, on just how on earth people lock down at camping grounds without spreading COVID amongst themselves. 6:07. Now, we're going to spend this last week, the last few days that we have left, touching base again with some of the bosses that we spoke to in lockdown all those months ago. I'm going to take you back to mid-May during Level 3. Eden Park's Nick Saltner told us his industry was in a really bad place. Take a listen.
The stadium and event industry is in crisis. Events provide escapism for patrons, employment opportunities for staff, and significant economic benefit for the country.
And Nick is back with us. Hiya, Nick.
Kia ora, Heather, and thanks for your time again.
Yeah, thanks for having us with you, or rather us joining us. We're having you. I'm very confused. It's very late in the year. We'll put it down to that. Listen, you were telling us in that clip that the industry was in crisis. Are you through the crisis yet?
Not as yet, no. And 2020 has had an enormous impact on the business, but also the event supply chain. And only today we read that the incoming Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister had a paper delivered from the industry sector saying it's looking like 11,000 job losses thanks to COVID-19, and that's across arts, culture and the music sector. So some real challenges ahead, but also we're very fortunate that in this country, with the efforts of not only the government but also the team of 5 million, we do have the luxury of getting back some business as usual. We were one of the few industries that couldn't operate until we got back to a level one, and thankfully we were able to do so, and we saw the results with Super Rugby Aotearoa.
The job losses that you just spoke of, are they to come yet, or have they already happened?
Well, a lot have come already. Unfortunately, when you look to areas within the music sector in particular, there's a number of companies that have gone into liquidation with permanent and casual staff. Even when you consider the international artists that haven't been able to tour, there are numbers coming out of Spark Arena in terms of 90% down and ticket sales, and 50% of staff being either made redundant or put off without payment. So there's some real challenges ahead, and we think we can be part of the solution. And obviously you'd be aware of our constant consent application, and we're hopeful on the 12th of January we'll be granted the go-ahead. And you can only imagine 100,000 people, two sell-out shows of 660 at Eden Park to start a new era of entertainment for Aotearoa.
You are talking about the permission to be able to hold the concerts, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and that comes when? January the 12th. How critical is that?
Well, we were hopeful to get an outcome prior to Christmas. And other than our turf that we spoke about last week as the ideal Christmas gift, I think a ticket to 660 at Eden Park would have been the great Christmas gift for everyone. But that wasn't to be. But let's hope early in the new year. The community support we got was unprecedented. We had over 3,000 submissions in support, 94% of submissions want live sport and entertainment, but concerts at Eden Park. And I think that's a great story for the New Zealand economy.
Look, Nick, obviously we're all kind of hoping that we don't have any further lockdowns and that we can kind of get through to the vaccination program without having to go through that again. But God forbid that actually did happen. Do you think that there are some lessons that we've learned about how to be able to allow the events industry to actually operate through lockdowns?
Definitely. And I think the work that we've done to date, we've been able to showcase New Zealand to the world, but also share some of those learnings that mass gatherings can still continue with the steps that we put in place. We implemented the strategy of emerging stronger, and we're very confident that people want to experience escapism. We spoke about that some months ago, and it's very clear that the mental health benefits that coming together as a community at sports venues, at entertainment venues, the community and the economic benefit, the employment opportunities, etc. So, yeah, we're very confident that the measures we implemented during the first stages of lockdown and then throughout, we've left us in very good position for the future.
But how do we allow people to still do things like potentially, I don't know, go to sports games when we have a level two or upwards restriction in place, or even go to, I don't know, expos, things like that?
So we've spoken about this internally around the bubbles within the stadium and dedicated entries and exits. It's not ideal. For us, really, our bread and butter is large events with sell-out crowds. And but we also acknowledge that for the codes, and you look at the challenges facing New Zealand rugby with they're talking about $20 million loss. They need not only the broadcast rights, but they also need gross receipts from people going to Eden Park. And so there's a real downstream effect from the events held at the park. And it's important for us as the National Stadium to be able to demonstrate confidence and be able to communicate that to our audience.
Hey, just finally, you've got some family in Melbourne, I understand. So I bet you are hanging out for that travel bubble with Australia.
I certainly am. Unfortunately for me, my father passed away when I was two, and my mum dedicated a life to her three sons, two, 4 and 6 year old. She was here for the birth of our daughter on Valentine's Day and left a week later. And sadly for our family, that there's only two family members that have met our little Amelia. And I'm just hopeful that that travel bubble will open again and we can get family members back to New Zealand, because there are stories like that, that families have been separated. This will be our second Christmas apart. And for my wife and I, we love living in New Zealand. Last week, Eden Park had citizenship ceremonies, and next year, hopefully, I'll get mine at Eden Park. But it does still hurt not having family with us.